NBC Television presents...
Hancock.
I pressed it.
Oh.
I pressed it. No lie.
Oh, well, third time lucky then, eh? Edith? They certainly take the time, these BBC lift men, eh? I said they've improved the lifts, but they haven't improved the lift men, have they? That's progress for you. It's the way it goes. Yes, indeed.
Seen you on this floor before. Are you visiting or do you work for the old firm?
Oh, I'm a secretary. Well, I only started this week.
Ah. Crichton's the name. Producer. Up you go. Let's go dancing. Thursday magazine.
Really? Oh, Thursday magazine's my favorite program. I always stop in and watch it.
Oh, it's just a job. It's not bad. 15 million viewers. Yes, when I took it over, it only had 5. Perhaps we might have the opportunity of working together sometime, huh?
Oh, I do hope so.
Well, I have to see what we can do. Hmm? Hey, it's only taking his time. Anyone press the bell?
We all have.
Doesn't seem to have done much good there, does it? Let me have a go.
He'll come when he's ready. There's no need to keep buzzing him.
Oh, it's coming up.
Yes, I thought it would.
What's the marvellous about that? He didn't know it was your finger on the button.
All right, there's no need to take that attitude, old man.
I'm not taking any attitude. Just to see how you can stand there and take all the credit for it, that's all. It would just as easily have been me who pushed it. Just so happens he was ready to come up at that particular time.
All right, there's no need to make a song and dance about it, old man.
I'm not making any song and dance about it. Just didn't like your tone of voice and the way you implied that he only comes up here because you are here and that we are nothing.
Well, let's forget it, Charlie, as long as he comes up.
All right, well, yes, all right, then, yes, yes. Oh, all right. Hello? He stopped on the fourth floor.
That's all right, he's picking somebody up.
He's gone down again. Ah, clever Dick, dear, oh, dear, I'll say no more.
Ah, an intrepid birdman.
Well, what's happening? What's wrong? Trouble with the lift? Anybody press the button?
Do you know, we'd never thought of that.
Anybody press the button? Dear, oh dear, the military mind. Of course we'd press the button. What do you think we've been doing? Trying to pull it up by the rope?
Well, let me have a go. Perhaps you haven't been pressing it hard enough.
Yes, go on, you have a go. Go on, pretend it's a rocket. You'll enjoy that, won't you? Go on then. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No, still on the launching pad.
Well, it's probably mechanical trouble. It is automatic, I suppose.
Well, yes and no. It is automatic, but to give the illusion of full employment, they also have a man inside it. Rumour has it he used to be a producer. I should learn how to work it if I were you.
Are you trying to be offensive, old man? Because if you are, there's the BBC gym downstairs.
Now, look, sonny, don't shy and show off in front of the young lady there.
Huh?
Don't push your luck. I may look a mug, but I know how to handle myself, you know. You see that? I don't usually muck about with mugs, but I'm prepared to have a go.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Two grown men behaving in this idiotic fashion.
Look, I'm terribly sorry, sir, but this person is deliberately trying to provoke me.
Yes, that's quite right, he is. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, a man of your age.
I'm not a man of my age. I'm more a man of his age. Merely trying to protect myself from an unprovoked and premeditated attack from this loud-mouthed yob here.
Well, I'm not going to stand for that. Now you've gone too far.
All right, go on, try your luck. Come on, come on. Have a go. There's me nose. Go on, hit it. See how far you get. Go on, have a swing.
Good evening.
Hello, what's the time? The epilogue over already?
Is anything wrong?
No, nothing wrong, really, Vicar. Just a slight divergence of opinion here, that's all. Well, how did the program get on tonight, then?
Oh, very well, thank you. The producer was very pleased with me. He tells me that I was quite powerful.
Oh. Oh, good. Well, I am pleased. Well, that means you'll be doing some more, then.
Oh, do you really think so?
Oh, yes. Powerful parsons are very hard to come by, you know. What actually were you working?
I beg your pardon?
I mean, what were you doing? What was the subject you were on?
Oh, I was just making a few observations on the New English Bible.
Oh, yes, very good. Gladdens the heart to see how well that's selling, doesn't it? Yes, they say we're a pagan country, yet it's selling like this. It really is most encouraging. Do you actually cop anything yourself out of that?
No.
Oh, well, never mind. I expect it goes to a good cause anyway.
Yes, I expect so. Has anyone pressed the button?
Yes, we have, but it's all fallen on stony ground, as they say in the good book.
Perhaps I might press it.
By all means, the ecclesiastical digit may be just what's required. By heavens, you've done it. He's coming up. Congratulations.
Oh, it was nothing.
Can't wait till he gets here, shall we? Remember what happened last time. Miss Ween, he's stopped.
Oh, his buzzer's not working. Still, he's only down the floor below. Well, I'm not stopping in it all night. I'm going down to the next floor. Are you coming?
No.
Oh, well, suit yourselves. Suit me. Liv, hang on. Wait for me. I'm coming. Liv, wait for me.
Yeah. Going down?
About time. We've been waiting ages.
Sorry, sir. Slight mechanical trouble.
Hang on. Wait for me. You did that deliberately, didn't you? You heard me yelling. You waited till I got down there and you deliberately shot up here.
I beg your pardon, sir. I did nothing of the kind. In any case, if I was to take notice of all the yelling and screaming that goes on inside this building, I'd be going up and down all day like a yo-yo.
You get into the lift and take us down to the ground floor.
Wait a minute.
Now, what are you playing at?
I thought so. I'm afraid you'll have to get out, sir.
Get out? What for?
I assume you can read, sir. This lift is constructed for 8 persons.
Well?
We are 9. You'll have to get out, sir.
I shall do no such thing.
I'm afraid you'll have to. You were the last one in.
I may have been the last one in, but I wasn't the last one here. He came after me.
I don't know anything at all about that. See, you were the last one in the lift. You'll have to get out.
Well, I am not getting out.
Well, this lift is not moving until you do get out.
Oh, get along out. I'm in a hurry.
Well, so am I. This is nice, isn't it, Vicar? Take note of this. Here's your Christian charity going at full blast. Oh, come now, my good man. Be reasonable. One extra passenger doesn't make any difference.
They don't put up that notice there just for fun. If they'd meant 9 persons, they'd have put 9 persons.
But good grief, there's room for another 6 here.
It's not a question of rooms. It's a question of weight ratio.
Are you insinuating that I'm portly?
I'm not insinuating anything, sir. I'm just not going to take any responsibility. I have a duty to the safety of my passengers, and I will not jeopardize their well-being by overloading my lift.
Oh, the man's a fool. One more isn't going to make any difference. Might get down a bit quicker, that's all.
8 persons is 8 persons, not 9 persons.
Oh, this is bureaucracy gone mad. All right, so you had 8 persons in here and they were all 20 stone. What then?
8 persons is 8 persons, not 9 persons. I'm not moving.
We can't hang about here all night. Let him stay in.
All right. But I'm not taking any responsibility for what might happen. If this lift plummets like a stone and shatters to pieces on the basement floor, it's nothing to do with me. Is that agreed?
Yes.
All right, come on, let's get on with it.
Right, be it on your own heads.
Come on, man, come on. What have you stopped it for?
I've not stopped it, it's stuck.
Of course it isn't stuck.
It is stuck. We're stuck in between floors.
Well, take it up and start again.
It won't go up. It won't go up or down. We're stuck. It's your fault, you great fat lump. We're stuck.
That is the second reference you've made to my size, and I resent it.
I shall make a third. You are a great big fat overweighted lump, and you've made my lipstick.
You've overstepped yourself, sir. I should be forced to ask you to step outside and give me satisfaction.
How can we step outside, you great big headed know-all? We're stuck.
Will you kindly control your language and remember there are ladies present?
Well, you should have thought about that earlier before you forced your way into this lift.
Now, you keep out of this, Sonny Jim. I've had my fill of you. Bit the kids straight out of the cradle, get their name in the Radio Times, and think they're everybody.
Now, this won't get the lift started.
Quite right. The voice of sanity. Well said, Vic. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in the words of my old school song, let's all pull together. All right, Squire. It's all yours.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no cause for alarm. I'm now going to press the emergency button. This may cause a violent jolting of the cage, and it might help to absorb any impact if you was all to bend your legs. That's right. Seems to be something wrong with the emergency button as well. You can all get up.
Well, what on earth are we going to do now?
This is ludicrous. I'm a doctor. I've got patients to attend to.
Oh, look, there must be something that you can do.
I'm quite dizzy down there.
Vertigo.
Was it?
You're overweight. That's your trouble.
Don't say that. You'll start him off with these nine persons again.
Well, we seem to have exhausted the mechanical possibilities of getting ourselves out of here. I suggest that we all shout for help. Somebody's bound to hear us.
Good idea. Thank heavens for the military mind in an emergency. Cranwell has triumphed again. We'll all shout for help. In unison, after three. Right. One, two, three.
Help!
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 Help! Oh, it's no good. It's hopeless. It must be soundproof. Nobody's taken a blind bit of notice.
What's the time?
12:30.
Oh, well, that's it then. They'll be left on duty now. They'll all lock up and go home at midnight. We're the only people left in the building. Do you realize that?
You say we've got to stay here until somebody comes in the morning?
Yes, unless we can get the lift started.
Good grief.
Not for crying out loud. We can't stay here till 8 o'clock in the morning. We shall all be asphyxiated. That is the right word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, I thought it was. Well, come on, man. You're supposed to be in charge. What are we going to do? Come on, think, think.
I think I'm going to faint.
You can't, dear. There's no room.
I'm a doctor.
Yes, we all know you're a doctor. You've been talking about nothing else ever since you got in here. I don't understand you. I don't go around telling people what I am all the time.
I think we've all reached an opinion as to what you are. You'll kindly keep quiet.
Take your shoes off.
Please, give her air.
Take your shoes off.
Steady on. You'll be all right. Would you hold that, please?
Don't worry, Doctor. I'll keep an eye on her. You can count on me. Proficiency badge, first aid, Beaver Patrol, 11th East Surrey Scouts. 2 years beyond the goal with a stretcher at Stamford Bridge. I think you'll find you can rely upon me in an emergency.
I'm not anticipating an emergency.
You never know. There's some very dodgy people amongst us. Take him, for instance. Very suspect. Seen his type before. It's all on the surface. It's all show. There's nothing in here. He'll crack like a dry stick, he will.
I say, are you talking about me?
No, no, it's all right, old man. You carry on. It's all right. You know what I mean, Doc? He's edgy. He'll start twitching in a minute. I've seen it often during the war up in the front line. He'll be shaking within the hour. By 3:30, he'll be raving mad. When he starts going, I recommend a quick belt across the chin. I'll do it now.
No. Just keep quiet and everything will be all right.
Gentlemen, it occurs to us that perhaps we should appoint someone to take charge. We thought that the Air Marshal, with his vast experience of commanding men in desperate situations, is the very man for the job.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm sorry he's had his chance. No, no, all shout for help. No, he hasn't got my confidence.
Now, look, if it hadn't been for you, we wouldn't have been in this mess in the first place.
It's your incompetent handling of the lift that did it. You've got no right to be going up and down this hole all day long. You're a menace.
No, no, don't. Gentlemen, gentlemen, please don't let's give way under the strain. We will gain nothing by squabbling among ourselves.
Well, I agree. Now, sir, have you any ideas?
This'll be a laugh.
Please, do mind.
All right, go on, carry on.
Herr Marshal?
Yes, well, the way I see it is, we're in a hole. And, well, we've got to get out of it. So what I propose is this. We hack a hole in the roof, then two of us climbs out, then one stands on the other's shoulders, and we force open the doors on the floor above. Hmm?
And that's it, is it?
Yes, that's it.
Brilliant. Right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll all be good enough to adjust your dark goggles, the Air Marshal here will step forward with his oxyacetylene cutter and have us out of here in no time. You beribboned buffoon. This is metal. You can't act your way out of this. Dear, oh dear, keep the bomb with blokes like him on the button.
Well, can you suggest anything better?
Yes, I can. Doctor, what have you got in your little black bag there? Got any sleeping pills?
Yeah.
Right, two each all round. Let's forget all about it.
I've got to get out of here. I can't stay in here till the morning. I've got to get out. I'm suffocating. I've got to get out of here.
My wife's got claustrophobia.
Oh, yes. That's a handy thing to have in a lift, isn't it?
Do you mind keeping your tasteless remarks to yourself?
I'm sorry. Just trying to keep the party spirit going. I didn't mean any harm.
Well, have you got any more brilliant ideas?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. I suggest we put my second plan into operation.
Which is?
We all jump up and down.
All jump up and down?
Well, it's quite logical. Might get down a bit quicker. The way she's going, the quicker the better.
And supposing the bottom falls out? Supposing the cable snaps? Supposing we all out or down to the bottom of the lift shaft?
You've put your finger on the one weak spot in the whole scheme, haven't you? Surely the bottom won't fall out. It's solidly made. The cable is made to take heavy weights. And the whole structure's a piece of beautiful British engineering. I mean, surely we... I think perhaps we'd better have the pills round here.
I think it's worth trying.
Oh, well, in that case, I agree.
Well, let's give it a go. Anything to get out of this blasted box. Yeah.
Right, then. Right, we'll try it. Now, take your cue from me. Right? One, two, three. Jump! Jump! Get together! Jump! Jump!
God, it's only 4:30.
Of course, this is nothing new to an old submarine man like me, you know. Just like the old days, lying on the bottom, engines off, still, silent. Nobody daring to move. Jerry destroyers dashing about upstairs, trying to find us. Sitting there, sweating, waiting, joined together in a common bond of mutual peril. Yes, it's all too familiar.
I thought you said earlier that you were in the army.
Did I? Oh, well, yes. Yes, I was. I was attached to a commando unit being transported by submarines to blow up the heavy water plants in Norway. Very tricky stuff, heavy water. Very tricky. You ever handled it?
No, I can't say I have.
You don't want to. Very tricky stuff. Cup full of that in your font, blow your roof off. Dear, oh dear, it's hot in here. It's a bit stuffy, isn't it?
Yes, it's the air.
Yes, too many people breathing too little air. It's a funny thing, air, isn't it, Doc? You can't see it, you can't touch it, you can't smell it, but it's there. Just as well we've got it all around us. I mean, supposing you had to carry your own supply around with you. Supposing when you were born, they said, there you are, that's your lot, drag that round with you. You'd have to have something the size of the Albert Hall. You'd have to have great wide streets and big doorways to get it in and out of. It wouldn't work. I reckon the ants would have taken over by now.
Well, fortunately, there's plenty of air for us all.
Yes, but for how long? I mean, the rate we're multiplying, we're going to use it all up. Do you know there'll be 1,000,000,000 Chinamen by 1980? They've all got noses, you know. I reckon in a couple of 100 years' time, we won't be able to move. We'll all be standing shoulder to shoulder all over the world. Heads up, fighting for breath. The tallest bloke with the biggest hooter survives. That's the way it's going to be. Natural selection. It'll be a race of giants with big hooters. What do you think, Doc?
I don't know, and I don't care.
Charming. So much for the medical profession. Doesn't it concern you that one day all the little men with small noses will all be wiped out?
Well, you've got nothing to worry about then, have you?
I need a bit personal, man.
Well, then keep quiet and go to sleep. It's bad enough being in this predicament without having to listen to your inane chatter, dragging the Albert Hall about with him for heaven's sake.
I didn't think he'd be the first to crack.
I have not cracked. I'm full command of my faculties.
Well, stop twitching.
I'm not twitching.
All right. Claustrophobia.
I have not got claustrophobia.
All right. Keep quiet. Have a pill. Be all right. I've got an idea. Come on, wake
what?
Up. Wake up. Everybody up. Come on. I've got an idea.
What's the matter? What's wrong?
We're going to play some games.
Oh, my dear fellow, really.
No, take our mind off the danger, because the doctor's not too good. He'll cheer him up a bit.
I am perfectly all right.
Yes, of course you are. You're lovely. Now, don't worry. Now, you'll enjoy this game. It's a very good game for if you happen to be stuck in a lift. Now, this is the thing. I have to think of the title of a film, a play, a book, or a song. I act it out, and you have to guess what it is.
Sounds rather childish to me.
Should shoot you right down to the ground, then, shouldn't it? If you could only stop snogging for a minute, we'd be all right. Right, then, off we go.
It's a film.
It's a film. Right, she's got the idea, see?
And a play as well.
And a play as well, right. Now we come to the main part.
look back in anger.
Well, give us a chance.
It was simple.
How clever of you. How did you work that out?
It wasn't clever at all. It was a simple one to start us all off. Look back in pub, see? Docular, it's good, isn't it? And...
Don't do that. You know what happened last time.
All right, all right. I'll give you a harder one this time, right?
Phil.
I was a teenage werewolf.
Oh, no. Yes, of course he was right.
You're marvelous. Come on, it's your turn.
No, I don't want to play that stupid game.
Well, if you don't want to play it, stop guessing them then.
Just a minute. Not that I'm the slightest bit interested in this rubbish, but how did you make was?
Was? Mm. Oh, well, that's wash, you see. Uh-huh. Wash. Don't want the H. Cut round it. Take it out, fold it up, and throw it away.
Really?
Yeah. Here's a good one now.
Song title.
The Chocolate Soldier.
I hadn't finished. Yes, it was, and I'm not playing anymore.
Good. Now perhaps we can get some sleep.
Sleep. Sleep. We're not going to sleep. We're coming out of this lift singing, mate. There'll be newsreel cameras out there waiting for us. We'll show them. Show them how the British behave when they're up against it. All together now. I'll be Alec Guinness. come on, Doc, get in.
They found us at last. We should be out at any time now.
Oh.
Look.
Thank
heavens
for that.
About time,
too.
Are you all right, sir?
Yes, thank you. Where are the cameras?
I'm the chief engineer of the BBC maintenance department. I apologize on behalf of the corporation for what has happened. It must have been quite an ordeal for you.
It was hell. It was sheer hell down there, but I managed to keep control. Well, I'm ready for the interviews. Where's Radio Newsreel? Panorama here? The Tonight Team? Where's that Scots bloke with the funny hat and the beard? Heath Robinson. What's his name?
I'm afraid there's no one here, sir. But if you'd be kind enough to follow me, the BBC would be very glad to offer you a nice cup of tea after your ordeal. Oh,
very generous, I must.
What are you looking for?
I lost my season ticket. It must have dropped out of my pocket. I'm playing another one and now I've got a season ticket.
Oh,
right here somewhere.
A film. Bell, book and candle.
That's it. Right. Yes. You got it. Third time. All right, you'll go.
Right.
A song
yes,
title.
Yes.
It's much better with just the two of us, isn't it?
Yes.
All right,
yes.
Go on.
Yes.
Foot. Shoe. Soul. You. Oh, soul you. Me. Soul you, me. Oh.
Yes. That's it.
Yes. Isn't it funny, Way? You know, I didn't like you at the beginning. Isn't that funny? I was quite wrong about you.
All right, you'll go.
Yes. Right. Tell me when you get up, we get fed up, we'll have a sing song, right?
Yes, all right.
Right, here we go. Right then. Oh.
Thank you.